it's Anne with your coaching on the door, the coaching on the go. Four coaching on the goes in a row here in the same week, clustered together. I wanted to emphasize to you how to shift a habit. And today, our discussion is around solidifying the habit. It's really important. We collect evidence constantly for what we believe is true. And a habit or a belief has often had decades of information that's been collected around it to prove it true. It's said that whatever you believe is true, because whatever you believe, you look for to validate. That's why, interestingly, in political parties or watching the news or looking for books to back up, it can seem like everything supports what you believe because you look for and gravitate towards and associate with the things that back up your beliefs. Just the same as when you're looking to purchase some particular thing, you see it all over. Or when I was pregnant, I could see pregnant women everywhere. It just seemed like everyone was pregnant. And now it doesn't seem that way because I don't notice that. My filter is not up to collect that information. So as you're shifting a habit, what I do with my clients is have them gather evidence of the shift and the benefits the shift is creating in their lives. Like, how do they feel? What things have happened since they made that decision? What things continue to happen as they stand in the ways of being, like confident, loving, open, curious, versus what they collect and gather and experience when they are being the way they were being before, perhaps fearful, closed, skeptical, in judgment. So today's coaching is around gathering evidence for what you want, gathering evidence and celebrating around your new habits or behaviors. So once you say yes to something new, what begins to happen? What doors opened? How did you feel? I have my clients often create something around different aspects of the coaching and training and transformation. And I have them keep a list of the things that they're experiencing when they're doing the behaviors that are going to take them to their vision. So if you've been depressed for a long time, decisions support your power. They support your feeling of oneness, your feeling of control, which is what you don't feel like you have when you're depressed. So as soon as you start to make a decision, definitely you feel a difference. When you've made a decision, for example, to take coaching, or a decision that you're going to do the homework every week in this coaching container, in this community that we have, Spirit River, you simply decide that you're going to engage with the content. You commit to it. Then you start taking notes on what's opening up for you, what opportunities are coming, what new thoughts are available, what new feelings are you feeling as you're doing the work. Or if you say yes to taking a call and you book a call, how does it feel to have booked a call? Then if you take the call and you decide you're going to get into a program, how does that feel and what supports? I have a client that as soon as he decided to set up the schedule with me to begin the coaching, things started shifting on his job dramatically. He started making different decisions. And then other things began to happen and occur, and he began to experience empowerment, and things have been shifting pretty dramatically every week since then. I have story after story of clients, once they start taking action, their life shifts. So it's really important for you to figure out what your next step is, what your next simple step is. But today's coaching is around noting evidence for what you want in your life instead of continuing to note the evidence for how your life sucks. This keeps happening to me. This keeps happening to me. For you to cease and desist, write up a cease and desist order on emphasizing, noting, talking about, repeating the momentum on, breaking your commitment so you can keep an old story going and you can keep gathering the data on your life as a victim, as a lowly victim. And release yourself from that. Cut the cord. Let it unravel. Let go of the string. Let go of the tether. Unclip, unclasp, unhook from the BS. You can create whatever story you want. That's the truth. And some people don't want the responsibility for that. But in this community, we step into it because it's a glorious place to be. Even if you feel like you messed up, when you are in responsibility on the mess up, it allows you to open to your next steps. And you'll find that that quote mess up was an important shift mechanism for you. So in this community, you can also do no wrong. So I'm waving the magic wand of your empowerment. Whatever you do, it's going to be producing something favorable. So you get to keep the evidence. I like to write it out, especially the deeper hole you've been in. Make note of it. Make audio messages to yourself. Make a poster. Tell people about it. Go over it and over it. Notice your success. Replace the garbage, whatever it is, with something empowering. And in this instance, you are letting yourself know you're setting a good trajectory. You're shifting things. You're keeping your commitments. You're keeping your word. You're keeping the first three things we talked about this in this segment of coaching. Being integrous with your word. Keeping your commitments. Being committed. Being open, understanding, tender, loving, and treating yourself with respect and intelligence. And then you're documenting it. That's the work this week. And it's powerful work. It might sound simple. It can be simple, but it's a way to navigate you out of the hole you've been in, or just the simple momentum you've created in a direction that you're no longer interested in. The challenge is that a lot of times this momentum starts a long time before you notice it. It can start in childhood, which is often where things begin. So I'm here for coaching. I'm here to support you, and if you're curious about how it can support you, you need to take a step and write it down. You booked a coaching call. Today's Giving Friday. And take advantage of everything in this community. Take advantage of the master classes. They take all this. Sometimes we're in a very busy life, and I hear so many people say, I love your coaching on the go. I put it in a file so I can listen to it later. And when is later? Because I keep producing more content. So get going. That's the master classes. They grab the content. They tie it in a bow for you. And then you can just continue fresh in the next week. So looking forward to seeing you at the master classes and also seeing your participation in the Facebook pages. Get your act together. Take a step in and then note how it feels. Taking a step in to connect with the community is something you can write down on your poster, and then report on how it feels and what the results are. You're going to get interaction from others. You're going to create a momentum. So have a beautiful day, and sending you some huge, refreshed love in the moment.